From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Millman reporting. The U.S. president-elect has his say as his inauguration approaches. For the first time, President-elect Donald Trump has acknowledged Russia did hack the Democratic National Committee's computers in an effort to meddle in the U.S. presidential election. During an hour-long press conference Wednesday, the future U.S. president also strongly denied an unconfirmed report that Russia has compromising personal information about him. And he again blasted U.S. intelligence agencies. VOA's White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
In his first news conference since winning the White House, Donald Trump acknowledged he believes Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee's computers in a bid to influence the November 8th presidential election.
As far as hacking, I think it was Russia, but I think we also get hacked by other countries and other people.
Trump also strongly denounced an unsubstantiated report that Russia has tawdry and compromising information about him.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
Trump announced he will not divest himself from his business empire or create a blind trust during his presidency. Instead, Trump said his sons will run the business and not discuss it with him. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump's choice to lead the Department of Defense gets his Senate confirmation hearing Thursday, while the same committee considers legislation necessary to make him even eligible for the job. Retired General James Mattis will testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is expected to give him approval. Mattis would become the first career military member to lead the Pentagon in more than 50 years. VOA News. A joint military operation in northern Afghanistan in early November regretfully killed 33 Afghan civilians and wounded 27 more. So says the United States military as it released details of its investigation into the incident. The deadly attack in Baz village in the rest of Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses, according to residents and Taliban insurgents. Afghan and U.S. military officials say the joint operation was conducted to capture Taliban leaders who were plotting violence to seize the provincial capital of Kunduz. General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, said to defend themselves and Afghan forces, U.S. forces returned fire in self-defense at Taliban who were using civilian houses as firing positions. He went on to say, regardless of the circumstances, I deeply regret the loss of innocent lives. The U.S. Department of Justice has reached a settlement with the Germany-based Volkswagen Auto Company over charges that it skirted U.S. diesel fuel emission standards.
As part of this resolution, Volkswagen is pleading guilty to three felonies: conspiracy to defraud the United States, to commit wire fraud, and to violate the Clean Air Act; obstruction of justice, and importation of goods by false statements.
That's U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying that Volkswagen has agreed to pay $4 billion in criminal and civil penalties and to take measures to prevent future violations. The new sanctions are in addition to more than $15 billion in settlements previously announced. Volkswagen admitted that it installed software on as many as 11 million diesel vehicles sold worldwide to circumvent emission tests. The software allowed the vehicles to turn pollution controls on during emission tests and to turn them off during actual driving. Those vehicles emitted up to 40 times the legally allowable pollution limits. As part of the criminal plea, Volkswagen will also be required to employ an independent monitor to oversee its ethics and compliance program, fully comply with the ongoing investigation, and remain on probation for 3 years. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on seven North Korean officials, including leader Kim Jong-un's sister, for what it calls the North's ongoing and serious human rights abuses and censorship activities. Two North Korean government agencies, the Labor Ministry and State Planning Commission, also were sanctioned Wednesday. The State Department's Assistant Secretary for Democracy told VOA, "We know who they are, we know their names, and they cannot hide." I'm Ira Millman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.